Mr. Herman.
Poop again! Party on, dudes!
10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Extreme close up!
When if we ask you to sing it, you gotta sing it like an opera singer.
Yeah,
like me. Then,
them's the rules.
Let's hear them vibratos from you.
Come on, give me some vibratos.
Oh,
hey.
He can sing.
Oh. Ooh, sustain,
sustained vibrato.
He's like, I'm not just giving you some vibrato. I'm gonna give you some sustained vibrato.
Exactly. That's the way we do it here. On the Radcast, especially for the Radcast Ramble.
Ramble.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Steven.
I'm Matt.
And thank
Not
you for,
the only Matt here
that's
today.
True. We'll get to him here in just 1 second.
I mean, we've already referred to him and his wonderful golden goose pipes.
Yes, exactly. The pipes you'd find on a golden goose.
On a goose, yeah.
But in a toilet.
Or in a toilet. Speaking of toilet, actually, I have a question for the guest.
1 second.
Okay.
Let's continue here.
Okay. That was... We'll wait.
Yes, exactly. Back here on the Radcast, yeah. Thank you for listening to us talk about 2006 last week. This week, we're at it again with another ramble. It's been a couple months since we did a ramble.
Yeah, actually,
Been so long that in keeping with kind of the tradition that we've set for rambles, well, we're going to do it this month in history.
Of course.
But it's going to be for the month of July, as we're recording here in August for an episode that drops in September.
Cool, so, right?
So
unpredictability.
Exactly.
Head on swivel, baby.
Yep. So that's the nature of the game.
Yeah.
But before we get into our guest, before we continue with our ramble, before we talk about history, Matt, why don't you let everyone know where they can always find us?
Yeah, you can find us sitting on a toilet. Anyway, you can find us... Jesus. You can find us on Instagram. That's the only place we're at as far as social media goes. So far, maybe forever. I don't know. You can find us on Instagram. We're at The Radcast.
Mm-hmm.
Cast is spelled with a K. The Radcast is all one word.
Mm-hmm.
And then wherever you listen to podcasts, check us out. Download, subscribe, however you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever applicable, please give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
And maybe a little review. It helps us out.
It's mainly on Apple Podcasts, 5-star rating review. And then you can also rate us on Spotify.
Yes.
So please do all of that. If you listen, let us... We love that you listen. Thank you for everyone who listens.
Thank you.
One of the biggest things is we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you, whether it's through a review or a DM on Instagram. Thank you for those of you who like our posts on Instagram.
Yeah.
That does not go unnoticed. That's something that I check
That's very
daily.
Appreciative.
Yeah.
I do as well.
Yeah. But... those of you that support us, thank you. With us today, somebody who...
Speaking
of supporters, somebody who supported all of our podcast ventures since day one. We are very much appreciative for that and for his friendship. If you listened to the Radcast just a couple years ago, you heard him for the very first time making a podcast
debut on Billy
Madison.
I was drawing a blank for some reason.
Yeah. But you also heard him on Sucktastic when we talked about
The tuxedo.
Yeah.
But he wonderful Jackie Chan.
He
movie.
Is back for his second Radcast appearance and his first on the ramble. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Swafford
Matthew
is back.
Swafford,
right.
Hello.
Yeah,
all
Matt's,
right, partner.
Keep on rolling, baby.
What was
your pipes question? You're going to ask him a question. Hopefully it's not too inappropriate.
It was when you listen back, you're going to hear I say, speaking of toilet, let me talk to her. I realized how bad that correlation sounded. I was just merely going to ask Matthew here if he's used, have you used Steven's squatty potty yet? In his restroom, Steven has a squatty potty.
It's essentially just a stool, but they market it. It's contoured in a way to where
a stool for your stool,
to where you can tuck it under your toilet.
Yeah,
and it's at a height to where you set your feet and your body is positioned in a way to where you're supposed to
I
naturally.
Think everyone knows
poop.
What a squatty
potty. If you don't know what it is, Google it. But essentially,
have you used?
Essentially,
it,
it's just a stool.
Yeah.
So I don't remember if I have or not.
It's so funny to me, And that was completely random.
It's not necessary to be on the podcast.
No, exactly. But I will say, because I was using it earlier,
yeah.
And I always have the thought that's like, just when we think we as a human race have basic things figured out, mm-hmm. we find out that we've been pooping wrong all along.
It just goes to show that just because you've been doing something for a long time,
yeah.
doesn't mean you've been doing it correctly for a
long
exactly.
time. First time I used it, I was like, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think my knees should be this high. But turns out, sure. Now, Steven, witness for both of you. Have you used a squatty potty before, though, Matt?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay. So
I'll
direct this to Steven. When you wipe, do you keep your legs up or do you put them down?
I put them down.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense, because when you're sticking the toilet paper under there.
It's tougher to position yourself. It depends on how you wipe. I go around back.
I don't have a lot of clearance. I go around front, so I don't have a lot of clearance with my knees up.
I usually step down from it.
Yeah, okay.
And then I push, then when I'm done, I push it back in under the toilet.
Because
it's designed in a way to where you can push it under the toilet.
Yeah, for safe storage.
It's like a puzzle piece.
Yeah, exactly. Aren't you glad you're on this episode?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Aren't you glad you're taking a shit?
That's what I say every time I take a shit. Aren't you glad you're taking a shit? I haven't decided who I'm talking to yet.
Yeah, well, if you do it all the time, maybe you should make that decision.
Yes.
But for those of you that are usually with us on rambles anyway.
This is par for the course
yeah.
as far as topics go.
But also, there is a little something that we do. I mentioned it earlier. Mm. It's called This Month in History.
Yes.
And Matt, are you this is pandering a little bit, kind of leading the witness. But
yes.
are you excited to be on a ramble just to do This Month in History?
Yeah.
Yep, you heard it here, folks. The people are knocking at the door, trying to break it down just to be a part of this segment.
I completely forgot, or I was baffled, or didn't even think about the fact that we didn't do This Month in History for July.
Well, I mean, we just haven't done a ramble.
Oh, yeah.
Since
when's the last one we did?
Samantha.
Huh.
Here it is. This Month in History.
This Month in History. Not what it seems to be. This month in history, just like you and me. This month in history.
So here's some moments that happened in July. If you are new to this segment, everything I'm about to say is actually happened.
It's very real.
100% correct.
Exactly how we say it.
No need to Google it. I did all the work for you.
Yes.
And how I say it is how it happened.
Yes, and so, go over to any podcast app wherever applicable and rate and review and let us know how appreciative you are of us doing all the legwork for you.
Exactly.
Proceed.
No need to send, I know it's back to school time now, no need to send your children back to school. You want them to learn history, have them listen to us.
Tune in, baby.
Exactly, but sit with them because we have some dirty language.
We have some dirty language.
So anyway, July 1st, 1862, the IRS is established and the first income tax bill signed by Abe Lincoln. Now look, I know what some of you would do is go back in time and stop John Wilkes Booth from shooting Lincoln. That's if you had the opportunity. However, if we could prevent the two things above somehow, maybe go back in time and accidentally push Lincoln into an oncoming horse and buggy. into traffic. That's all I'm saying.
That way we don't
have to have the IRS
just
or income tax.
Yeah.
Just saying.
He's not so great, everyone. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln's not so great.
Exactly. Abraham Lincoln, he's a ham.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
He's a sham.
Exactly. Sham wow. July 2nd, 1881, President and notable lasagna thief James Garfield is shot mortally wounded.
It's like, God damn it, I hate Mondays. That's probably where they got it from.
Yeah, exactly. Those were his last words. He was shot.
He was shot. Go ahead. I'll just make a dumb joke.
Well, I think it's Garfield who...
The president.
The president. Yeah. Yeah, we're still on the president. 1881. James Garfield. I think his was actually, he could have been prevented. But like the doctor was using dirty instruments, or they didn't know what the hell they were doing to fish a bullet out of him. So I don't know. I feel like he could have lived at least another week.
I'm using the leeches.
Yeah, it says, what's happening? Suck at the bullet, boys.
Suck out the Bullet Boys.
Yeah. 80s hair metal, baby.
Exactly. Speaking of 80s hair metal, 1908, first African American Supreme Court Judge Thurgood Marshall is born.
Big Poison fan, yeah. Thurgood Marshall.
Big fan of Poison. He's like, I love Rat.
Yeah. Favorite 80s hair metal band. Go.
And you can't use Poison or Rat. We just did.
We just did. Or Bullet Boys. Just did.
Shit.
I like them,
They
too.
Were great.
Shit.
You could see us talk about them on our Decline of Western Civilization episode.
Yeah, exactly. Shit, it's an acronym.
Yeah, exactly. So Hot It's Terrific. So still here on July 2nd.
Hot It's Terrific.
1964, LBJ signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Mm-hmm. On July 3rd, 1886, in Germany, Carl Benz drives the first automobile.
Be kissing my Benz.
Off a cliff.
Yes. Off a cliff.
Unfortunately, his gas pedal got stuck and his brakes snapped, which sent him flying into the side of a hospital. He stumbled out of the twisted wreck, surveyed the damage, looked into the camera, and gave his famous line, "Did I do that?"
You'll be kissing my Benz.
Yeah, Miller Boyette production.
Yeah, exactly. Miller Boyette production. Exactly.
1984, the Dolphin rocket launched off San Clemente Island. I wonder how many wars would have been ended faster if they just shot dolphins strapped with rockets at one another.
Yeah, I was like, what's a dolphin rocket?
This is just a type of rocket.
Okay.
1985, Back to the Future is released.
Nice.
July 4th, 1845, Henry David Thoreau moves into a shack on Walden Pond. His experiences there would inspire his famous tell-all, chronicling his debaucherous exploits and his various tales of ribaldry. As one review from 2004 put it, stories on par with Motley Crue's The Dirt. 1855, Walt Whitman's Book of Poems, Leaves of Grass, is published. Whitman instantly caught heat when it was revealed he plagiarized every word of Thoreau's book. 1865.
Anytime I see the word Thoreau, I'm like, Henry David Thoreau?
Yes. 1865, Lewis Carroll takes his turn plagiarizing Thoreau and publishes Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. July 5th, 1852. Frederick Douglass delivers his What to a Slave is the 4th of July to the Ladies Anti-Slavery Society, which condemns the holiday as a hypocritical sham.
I've read this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude's making some good points.
Yeah, he's making some great points.
He's right. He's right.
July 5th, 1954, Elvis makes his first professional recording, famously burping into the mic, then going, oh, we were recording.
And then he got shot by a squirrel.
I was exactly. just about to say.
That's a Radcast. It's a callback. Radcast throwback.
Radcast throwback. Welcome to Radcast throwback.
July 5th, 1989, Seinfeld makes a television debut. Seinfeld, the show.
I know.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something. It. You just nope. looked at me and I was like, the show.
Keep proceed. I've heard of it.
The show about absolutely nothing.
Exactly. What do you, I said nothing. It's emblematic of the show.
Oh,
there you
okay.
go.
All right, you're right. Yeah. July 6th. Do, 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 do. Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were going, it's like, what, are you saying this is a circus or something?
Seinfeld was about friends at a circus, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they get lost at the circus.
Lost at the circus.
9 seasons.
Can't find their way out of the damn circus. Not that big of a tent.
Yeah, How I Met Your Circus.
Yep. July 6th, 1994, Forrest Gump is released. How I Met Your Circus.
I don't know. This every week. I never watched How I Met Your Mother, but our parents did.
Uh-huh.
I've seen episodes.
Yeah.
I've seen enough to know that I don't like it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But every single episode, like especially as it got later seasons, our dad's like, when are they going to find that damn mother?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you don't have to watch this.
Yeah.
It's making you that upset.
I think it's just routine. I'm out here and I watch TV, whatever's on. Yeah. And if I break that routine, then I'm uncomfortable.
Look at all these books you have. Go read a book. You're always talking about how you never get around to reading books. Stop watching shows you don't want to watch and go read a book.
Exactly. July 6th.
Anyway. Yeah.
July 6th, 1994, Forrest Gump is released. July 7th, 1936, RCA show's first real TV
yes.
program. It consisted of dancing, film on locomotives, and the episode of Full House where Stephanie drives Joey's new car into the kitchen.
There's a car in the kitchen.
Yeah, so says Michelle.
Yeah, exactly. So says I, Michelle.
Yeah. 1967, The Doors' Light My Fire hits number one. Rumor is this was a result of the changing of the chorus, which originally went, "Come on, baby, light my farts."
The bores, am I right? Yeah. Boring.
1971, the MLB commissioner, Bowie Kuhn, announces that any Negro League players elected to the Hall of Fame be given full membership to the museum in Cooperstown.
Yeah, baby.
July 8th, 1923, Warren G. Harding becomes first sitting president to visit Alaska. After being there an hour, Harding asks when he'll get to meet Santa.
Also, he's freezing his balls off.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I'm freezing my balls
freezing
off.
Freezing my balls off!
He just loses all composure.
I gotta get out of this goddamn place and freeze my balls off!
And Santa comes from behind an igloo and is like, "You just made the naughty list."
Aw, oh, damn it!
You just failed the test.
You just failed the test. That was an elf you were talking to.
Hitting a baseball bat and an open palm. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm giving you the count of 10 and get the hell out of here.
Also, an igloo? Yeah.
Give you a 10-second head start.
Santa lives in an igloo. Maybe his workshop's just one big igloo.
Maybe that igloo is like Mary Poppins' bag.
Yeah.
Like, the outside is small, but then, like, it's a deep void.
Yeah, and inside, Dick Van Dyke has a bad Cockney accent.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. 1954, St. Louis CBS affiliate, Channel 4, mm-hmm. first broadcast. Later, it would be host to such classic television programs as T.J. Hooker, nice. Nash Bridges, and The Nanny.
Yeah, all right. Murderer's Row of television shows.
Yeah. July 9th, 1948, Satchel Paige debuts in the majors at age 42. 1981, Nintendo releases Donkey Kong arcade game, the Donkey Kong arcade game in Japan. Mm-hmm. In 2002, the MLB All-Star Game ends in a tie.
Boo!
I remember watching that, yeah. Being like, what?
Fuck Bud Selig.
Yeah.
All that steroid, and we talked about this on the show before, mm-hmm. If he's in the Hall of Fame, everyone that did steroids should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because he knew about that
turn
shit.
A blind eye,
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, he turned a blind eye to it, mm-hmm. Yet he's in the Hall of Fame. And, and sure, he condemns it as soon as, like, they testify in front of a grand jury, mm-hmm. just to save his ass.
Yeah. But there are people who used to apologize for it, but they're still,
yeah,
ostracized. Yeah. You know, they're barred from being in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly. He had to have known,
yeah,
that was going on.
Of course he did.
After the 94 strike, the dinger was bringing in Benjamin's baby.
I refuse, yeah, to believe he didn't know anything about,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, he looks like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
July 9th.
I don't like Bud Selig very much, Matt.
July 9th, 2009. Joe Sakic retires after 21 NHL seasons. He's my favorite player of all, mm-hmm, time. Cool Joe.
His jersey is
cool
on
Joe Cool.
He's on his jersey's on Matthew's chair.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Joe
Paul
Sakic.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
You gonna do anything about that, Steven?
I'm gonna tell you enough of the F-bombs. That's what
I'm
gonna tell you.
Sorry, F-bomb.
July 11th, 1934, FDR becomes first president to travel through Panama Canal. He did so while being dragged in his wheelchair behind a speedboat.
That's a visual.
July 12th, 1954, Dwight Eisenhower put forward plans for the U.S. interstate system. When he first saw the physical plans for the system, he asked, "Yes, but will the lanes be big enough for an alien spaceship?" When asked about what he just said, Ike backtracked and said, "I didn't say anything. That was a sneeze. I was sneezing."
Oh, okay.
1960, USSR Sputnik 5 launched with two dogs, and I would have loved to have seen the live feed from that ship.
They're talking to each other.
Whoa.
That's how, like, we don't understand them because of gravity. When they're in anti-gravity, we can understand.
Under that. Earth's atmosphere, under, yeah, the ozone,
yeah,
ozone layers,
yes,
we don't understand their speak.
Dog speak.
But outside of Earth's atmosphere,
they speak
very good English.
They speak very good, very articulate. They eat buffalo wings, too.
Yeah, exactly. I know, because I saw the live feed of Sputnik 5, from Sputnik 5.
They have buffalo wings in Russia?
Buffalo wings. Yes.
Do they?
They certainly do.
Yeah.
Home of the buffalo wing.
Yeah, it's on the sign that says, "Welcome to Russia."
Home of the buffalo wing.
Home of the buffalo wing, yeah.
Home of the buffalo wing, yeah.
1985.
And the video game.
Yes. In July 12th, 1985, a growth is found in President Ronald Reagan's colon, to which he responds, "So you found a bean blockage in my jelly belly?"
He did like jelly beans.
He sure did.
Well, I got my rapping Ronnie Reagan tape.
Yeah. 1992, Axl Rose starts the riot at Riverport here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And it took almost 20 years for them, or almost 30 years. It took about 25 years for them to be allowed back to play in St. Louis.
Also, side note, Riverport, a lot of people here, it's been renamed like three times since then. A lot of people here just still call it Riverport.
Yeah. I heard it depends on when you saw your first concert
that makes sense.
There.
Yeah.
For us, it would have been
Verizon Wireless Center or Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
July 13th.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. 1837. Yeah. Queen Victoria is the first monarch to live in present Buckingham Palace. Some say she still haunts the toilets. July 14th, 1968. Hank Aaron hits his 500th home run. 1983. Mario Bros is released in Japan. 1988.
What was that?
I thought I heard a fart. In 1988, WYHY Radio offers $1 million to anyone who can prove Elvis is still alive.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if anybody cashed in.
Because I would love to hear some of the stories that people have.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure somebody's written a book about it. There's been countless books written about Elvis still being alive.
Yeah.
I've read none of them, much to my shame.
Much to my shame.
July 15th, 1968, the soap opera One Life to Live premieres. In 1980, Jimmy Carter's brother Billy registers as a foreign agent of the Libyan government after they paid him a shit ton of money. I'm guessing Billy Beer was a huge hit over there, and they paid him a lot of money to take the leftover stock off of his hands.
And they had to give it some official title, so they said, like, agent for the government or
agent,
something.
Agent for the government, Billy Carter.
Agent of alcohol.
Agent of alcohol.
Yes.
A-L-A. Never mind.
July 16th, 1999, JFK Jr., his wife and her sister are killed in a plane crash.
I remember that.
And no, they're not coming back to be Donald Trump's running mate. Because they died in a fucking plane crash.
Yeah,
I know. Exactly. Sorry, I told you to watch your F-bombs, but
no, that's
sorry.
Okay. That's very warranted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're talking about dipshits, it's okay if you say the F word.
July 17th, 1958, Peter Schaefer's musical Five Finger Exercise premieres. The next week, his play My Girlfriend Jill premiered as well.
Aha, I get it.
The man had one thing on the brain. July 18th, 1938. Douglas Wrong Way Corrigan lands in Ireland after supposedly leaving New York headed for California. He meant to go to California, but he landed in Ireland. Twenty-eight hours, and he didn't get any inkling that maybe he was going in the opposite direction of California.
Thought the Rocky Mountains would be a little rockier than
exactly.
That John Denver's full of shit.
1980, Billy Joel's Glass Houses tops the charts. It has Still Rock and Roll to Me on it, All for Lena, You May Be Right, Sleeping with the Television On, Don't Ask Me Why, Sometimes a Fantasy.
All
on that album. 1986, videotapes released showing the sunken remains of the Titanic. One of the tapes was intact, while the other was taped over with that week's episode of Cheers, Night Court, and the other shows in NBC's Thursday Night lineup. Whoops.
That's okay. Believe me, you made the right call.
Exactly. July 20th.
Night Court.
July 20th. 1960, our mom was born. 1960,
happy birthday.
Yes, July 20th, 1969, the moon landing happened.
Her best birthday.
A day we grew up hearing our mom talk glowingly about. She said it was her best birthday because she was a loner and nobody paid attention to her. They were all watching the moon landing. Matt and I, our names were almost Neil and Armstrong in honor of the great galactic hero.
Wish he would have been Armstrong.
That's probably Matt, because he's got muscles.
Because I have strong arms.
He's got big muscles.
I am Armstrong.
Yes, exactly. Or me, because kind of like how Iceland is really green,
true.
And green is really icy. Mm-hmm. Greenland's really icy.
And I'm more comfortable kneeling anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Peasant.
Peasant. You are Armstrong.
I'm
strong
arm. Armstrong to take you on. Armstrong to take on anyone. July 20th, 1977, Hank Aaron hits his final home run. July 20th, 1994, in honor of our mother's 34th birthday, O.J. Simpson offers a $500,000 reward to anyone who can provide evidence in the murder of Orenthal James' ex-wife, Nicole.
Hmm. Yeah. He did it, by the way. He definitely did
exactly.
that.
Exactly. But in honor of our mother's 34th birthday, he did this.
Happy birthday. Her second favorite birthday.
Yes. July 21st, 1944, Winston Churchill flies to France and meets Montgomery. Montgomery who?
Montgomery Gentry.
See Montgomery Burns.
See Montgomery. Yes, hello.
Is that one of those gorillas that know sign language? Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Montgomery,
did you know that you're going through hell? Keep going.
And then he just starts slapping his hands, doing sign language.
And then he like forcefully turns Winston Churchill around. He's like, oh, oh my. And he's just slapping his butt. Yeah. Like, and like Dunstan checks in
or
something.
Yeah, he's a naughty. He's a naughty ape.
He's a naughty. Winston Churchill's a naughty boy. He's a naughty bald boy.
Yeah, it's a mighty marsupial you are. What a mighty marsupial you are.
Marsupial.
Oh, I guess he's a primate. What a powerful primate you are.
Yeah, there you go. You had an alliteration in there.
Yeah, 1987, Appetite for Destruction is released. July 22nd, 1937, the Senate denies FDR's proposal to enlarge the Supreme Court. They shot down his proposal when they realized Supreme Court was code for man cave.
That's good.
July 24th, 1998, Saving Private Ryan is released. July 25th, 1946, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin put on their first show as a comedy duo at a club in Atlantic City.
Oh, that's like a legit moment in history right there.
1970, they long to be, they long to be, and then Close to You, performed by the Carpenters, hits number one.
Yep.
In 1990, a woman with vocals close to the gentleness of Karen Carpenter, Roseanne Barr, sings the national anthem at a Padres game.
Mm, I can hear it now.
Yeah. July 26th, 1991, Paul Rubens is arrested for exposing his peewee at an adult theater. Tony A.
What's going on, officer? What's the big deal?
Yeah. Come with Curtis, get over here.
I was just sitting here all alone.
Was minding my own business.
July 28th, 1994, baseball players decide to strike. July 29th.
That's it. We're doing it.
We're going to do it. It's okay. I'll do it.
29th, July 29th, 1923. Oh, keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
July 29th, 1923, Albert Einstein speaks about pacifism in Berlin. The speech was going well until Einstein threatened to kick a heckler's ass.
Happens to the best of us. It's okay.
He's like,
sorry, I lost my cool there.
Anyway, pacifism is the way to go. July.
We have the meats.
I don't know why.
July 29th, 1957.
He is a big fan of Arby's. Yeah. Albert Einstein was.
July 29th, 1957. The Tonight Show with host Jack Parr premieres on NBC. A few years later would become an institution with Johnny. I mean, it was big when Jack Parr and Steve Allen would host, but it became an institution when Johnny Carson took over. July 30th, 1977, Andy Gibbs' I Just Want to Be Your Everything hits number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And then in 1991, Metallica releases Enter Sandman as a single. As a single, yes. To be played on your sink. July, and finally, July 31st, 1997, slugger Mark McGwire gets traded mid-season to the St. Louis Cardinals and becomes a hero and fan favorite for a time.
I love Mark McGwire. I loved him then. I still love him now. I don't care.
Yes. And that was this month
this
in history.
Month, and what a rousing
for the month of July.
Month
for the things that we love, you talked about loving. One of the things the three of us love and connect on is pro wrestling. And I've always been curious, Matt, when did you become a fan of pro wrestling?
So I think my older brother kind of got me into it, or maybe somebody else in my family did.
Yeah.
But I distinctly remember watching it around like the late 90s.
Yeah, of course.
I mean there was no getting away from it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you were in thinking it's like, oh, it could have been my brother, it could have been someone else. It literally could have been anybody
because
like everybody was watching wrestling back then.
And I remember first and second grade when we were in the late 90s. I remember kids being obsessed with it, the school that we went to, and kind of having a passing interest because I'm like, well, what is this? Like, this, it captures your attention because it's this larger than life looking thing. And, you know, you see, I remember some of my first exposure was, you know, WCW Valentine's with like Macho Man and Sting and Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Which I saw everyone else getting, but I never got a Valentine.
Yeah, exactly.
Steven, will you be my Valentine?
No.
Matt, you want to be my Valentine?
Sure.
This is
this is neither the time nor the place.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, exactly. Two out of three involved in that little conversation. That's what you meant.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, around that, I mean, sounds about right. Your memories sound about right. But were you able to like watch it on TV, or was it, I mean, because you have an older brother, so I'm sure he watched it weekly, or if you had access to watching it weekly. So I guess you maybe might have watched it over his shoulder. I don't know if there were any bars on it, like if you were banned from watching it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I started around 98.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe a little earlier, maybe a little later.
Perfect time.
And I was flipping between Raw and Nitro a lot,
of course.
And I think I fell out of it in 2001 during the invasion. The invasion pay-per-view, but I kind of fell out of it for a while.
Sure.
Then I went back to it in like 2003, back when Austin was co-GM of Raw.
Yeah.
And so like for a time I didn't know like what channels were what.
Yeah.
So I didn't channel surf until I was like 10 or 11.
Sure.
Because I didn't want to accidentally watch something I wasn't supposed to.
Right.
Yeah.
So there was a time where I just didn't know what channels the wrestling was on for a while.
Fair enough.
Did you have a favorite out of the two, or did you just go?
As far as shows go.
As far as shows go, like when you were as a kid, from what you can remember, between Raw and Nitro, did you have one you preferred to stay on, or did you just flip back and forth because it's wrestling?
I think I just flipped back and forth because it was wrestling.
That's fair.
Fair enough. So you like when you can't? I feel like that's a trend a lot with like wrestling fans. Mm-hmm. And granted, there are people that are wrestling fans like and that are into it from the start of their fandom until like current day.
Yeah.
But like, at least we relate to that in that we went in real heavy and then kind of fell out. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of like, you get in and you love the where you started, like the era that you started in, and then like there's some event that you're like, or something happens, you're like, I don't really watch this anymore. And then something, because like when you started watching wrestling in 2003, was there anything specific? Because I know like Brock Lesnar had just like he was really starting to explode.
The first episode of SmackDown I actually watched in a couple years was the one where Brock and Big Show broke the ring.
That was your first one back.
Yeah.
Baby, what an episode to get back in. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're sitting there, and you're like, I guess I'll watch it. I guess what prompted it? Because, like, you're just sitting there one night, and you're like, I'm going to watch wrestling.
Okay, so I used to do Cub Scouts.
Yeah, okay.
And so the troop leader at the time, because I was at the, for a little while, I was at the troop at our elementary school. And I was at his house, and I was just randomly, I decided to watch his TV for a bit.
Oh, okay.
And it was Monday night, so I decided to flip it over to USA. It was TNN.
It was the new TNN, and then it was like right before it became Spike TV.
Yeah. Okay, so I was watching it for a little while, and I think the first thing I saw was, like, Teddy Long and Rodney Mack.
What's the Mack Militant?
Yeah.
Coming to get it on.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, them doing, like, the White Boy Challenge or whatever.
White Boy Challenge.
And then right after that, Stone Cold, who had just become co-GM of Raw, he was like, we're bringing the Intercontinental title back, and I didn't know it was gone.
Bring it back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When did that drop off?
Like 2002. It was
October 2002.
Because Kane was the Intercontinental Champion and Triple H was the World, and they had a title for title match.
Oh.
And I guess it just for Triple H's character, he wanted to give off the impression that the Intercontinental title meant nothing to anything. Him. So we're just going to retire it. And I think maybe, I mean, I think Bruce Pritchard goes into detail as to why the decision was made. But I think maybe they had the idea that, like, there's too many belts spread across two brands.
Yeah. That's before the brand split.
This is really before. Well, this was after
this
the
was
brand
split. This was during the brand split. Oh, because, like, 2002, around that time, there were a lot of belts. Mm-hmm. Like, they got rid of the hardcore belt that year.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they got rid of the European title, too.
Yeah. Right.
And then they decided for some reason to get rid of the IC belt
for
a little while. But then, like, they bring the IC title back the next year and then bring in the US title for SmackDown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
That's so weird that they would nix. I mean, as granted, it's I get as far as heel story goes, why you would do that.
I don't know.
It's just strange to me that it's the Intercontinental title that they would nix. But I know maybe it was just meant to generate heat. Like, it's still a popular title.
Maybe it's just somebody, I don't know. It's just,
it didn't have the esteem and prestige it did, in the early 90s.
Yeah, maybe somebody in the back was like, it's not the Intercontinental Championship that, like, would put you next in line or at least, right under one of the top guys.
They had changed the belt design by that point, too, right? Yeah. It was, like, late 90s. They changed it to more the ovular.
Yeah, the oval. Yeah.
During the Attitude Era, too, it lost a lot. It started losing its prestige.
Oh, yeah.
With not only as many times as it changed hands, but who some of the people it was put on were.
And the focus was more so, like, what kind of soap opera-y drama, like, what kind of crash TV can we do? Like, there wasn't as much importance put on belts. However you feel about professional wrestling belts, the results are predetermined, so they're not, like, technically in the same way in a combat sport. Right. They're not winning it the same way, but there's still a level of importance to being given a belt. It's shown that the company has faith in you in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just weird to me. Yeah. But all of that to say, in the Attitude Era, belts were of, like, especially the Intercontinental belt. If they played any importance on a belt, it was the world title.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool that was your first one, your first Raw back, because that was a pretty big Raw just for the sense of, like, them bringing back the Intercontinental Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And it was decided in a battle royal. I think Booker T eliminated Christian, I think, in that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that set up kind of a mini feud between the two of them.
Well, what happened was the referees got distracted for some reason, and Christian was eliminated, but he came back in.
Right.
That's right. It was the and reverse,
then,
yeah.
Yeah, he eliminated Booker T at the end, and they sort of had a little feud over the belt for a while.
Right. That's right.
Classic spot.
Mm-hmm. The first
ref's back is turned. Yeah. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes people do anything when the ref's looking right at them.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, I know there's technically no rules in professional wrestling.
There are rules.
But, like, come on, within the context of this arena, this thing, like, this performance, there are supposed to be rules.
The consistency is so funny to where, like, somebody,
the rules, Steve.
The rules.
Yes. But the rules,
Steve. OSW reference?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's one thing that you introduced to us was OSW Review.
Old School Wrestling Review,
which is a video podcast on YouTube.
That chronologically critiques.
Yes.
Was it like
Wrestling Story? At least was Hulkamania era, but then it became Wrestling Story.
That's right. Wrestling storylines, pay per view by pay per view.
They will do big arcs.
Yeah,
and they'll do pay per view. They'll do mainly reviews of pay per views in big story arcs, like the Hulkamania years, or the Lex Luger Lex Express years, or these years in WCW, or these years in ECW.
They just finished up with the Ultimate Warrior WCW. And so basically they covered everything in that time window, like pay-per-views, Nitros.
Yeah.
They covered the movie he did years prior.
And they'll also sprinkle in, like, movie reviews, which a lot were just kind of designated for their Patreon-type page, the Nagar University.
But three wonderful Irish lads, hilarious.
It is... probably my favorite anything in the podcast realm, whether it's audio or video.
Same.
I love OSW Review.
And we wouldn't have known about it without Matt. What's the first one? Was it WrestleMania 17 was the first one that you showed us or tried to show
us? I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember I didn't get a chance to really sit and watch it because I think we were over at Dave Little's house.
Yeah, we were over at Dave's house and we were kind of skipping through stuff because he didn't want to sit down and watch an hour and a half video.
It is. I can totally
understand. I think 17 is like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Which I completely understand. That's you're committing a big chunk of time to that.
In something you've never seen before.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what to expect. So I completely understand that. But we didn't get really a grasp on what we were looking at.
Sure.
But once we finally got to sit down and watch it,
it
is so masterfully done.
Yeah.
They're huge Simpsons fans, so every episode is some Simpsons
references.
Reference.
Are great. The way it's edited is incredible. The way they incorporate like old wrestling commercials
and like old school like video game graphics too that are that are tailor made for their stuff.
They have the most like their fan base are some of the most like creative people. Like I don't know how they put out the feeler.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they have like a Facebook page or Twitter, and they're like, hey, this is our next arc, or this is our, you know, maybe some like submission. Like people submit art and they submit, you know, like music and stuff. So, I mean, I've always wondered, Matt, do you know how they like put out a feeler to those people, or do people just submit stuff to them, or?
You know, I'm not entirely sure how they recruit people. I think they find people on Twitter.
Ah, that makes sense. And they use a lot of the same people, too. Like, if you've submitted, like, really good work, they'll probably hit you up several times.
And they find people who make some badass graphics.
Oh, so,
like, Spider Brett might be my favorite.
Spider Brett's incredible.
OSW Review, would love to do something with them one of these days. That would be a great time.
Jay Hunter?
Yeah, Jay Hunter, OCV1. We want to do something with you.
And at the most, if it's just submitting a boys list, a list of my boys.
Yes. Boy for sale.
Whose boy is this? And then they usually show the boy for sale part in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite things to do is whenever they're quoting The Simpsons, sometimes it'll be them quoting it. And the B-roll will be the actual scene. I don't know. That just makes me laugh. Yeah.
I guess I mentioned they have a whole glossary on because they have a lot of insider OSW
and,
stuff.
Like really insider stuff.
So, Matt, explain what a boy is.
Okay, so according to OSW lore, the OSW glossary, a boy is sort of like a wrestler that you really like but has some sort of cringe factor or didn't really get big. Basically, anybody who has never been world champion and has some kind of cringe or maybe it's certain world champions that have a decent amount of cringe.
Like Christian is in one of their boys group or someone's boys group.
One of
the host boys group is Christian is there.
Mm-hmm.
And Christian is great. But they're not saying they're bad wrestlers.
They're just not quite top guy level.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like, in some cases, they are bad wrestlers like Bull Buchanan.
Yeah.
One of Jay's boys.
Yeah, exactly. Steve Blackman.
Adam Baum.
Yes.
But, OSW, fantastic. It reminds me that, Matt, you have a bit of an internet presence on YouTube
Is
that right?
YouTube and you're a published author.
Twitch.
Twitch.
Yeah, you're writing articles.
You're a renaissance man.
For like well-known pop culture websites.
Comicbookresources.com.
It's a lot to chew on, so feel free to break down all of the hats that you wear.
Break down and cry, and we'll just
don't do that.
We'll have a recording of you weeping.
Yes.
It'll be great.
It'll be great.
1-900 cry.
Yeah. Okay. So, back in March, I started working for Comic Book Resources, CBR.com.
Yeah.
I mainly write anime stuff.
Yeah.
But I've sort of ventured into TV lately. I have one cartoon article published.
I read that today. It's good. Like the Cartoon Network shows that don't hold up.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I have to check that out. Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's also a Power Rangers list that's about to go up.
Oh, nice. Sweet. What
you have like 60 articles published on there too. That's amazing.
It's a busy man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a busy man.
Can you give the listeners a little sneak peek on what to expect from the Power Rangers article, or do you want to keep that under wraps?
I will give out the title.
Okay.
The title is the 10 most overrated Power Rangers villains ranked.
I cannot wait to read that.
Because though I would like I read a lot of the anime articles in support of you, but admittedly I'm not a huge anime fan.
Yeah.
This, like, I'm super excited for Power Rangers and for
the one he just published.
Yes,
top 10 Cartoon
Network
shows.
Sorry,
hold up.
I'm really happy to hear that you're stipping your toe in different waters for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. And then Twitch, you're on Twitch.
Yeah,
Turtle Marlowe. And what have you been doing over there recently? Because I know you would like occasionally on some streams like read comic books and like kind of try and beef them up and make them like funny and stuff.
Okay, so I actually haven't done like anything in a couple weeks because I've been focusing on CBR lately because I'm trying to save up for some conventions in October.
Ooh, yeah. That's good. That'd be cool.
Cool.
Like which conventions?
So I'm trying to go to Anime Senpai, which is in Collinsville in the first weekend of October.
Cool. Okay,
and then the weekend after that, there's something called Anime Konbini, which is like more of a pop-up shop.
Yeah. So you have like a booth there or?
No booth.
Just
I'm
going.
Just going.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I mean, but like have enough of like a presence to be like, oh, hey, I know you kind of thing. Or maybe not. Well, you're writing, so you'd be like,
probably,
I recognize you from your writing.
Probably just going to experience it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, yeah, when I saw, like, I think you posted on Facebook the first time I saw it, and you're like, yeah, I'm, you know, writing now. I'm writing some articles for this website. And I clicked on it, I was like, that's Comic Book Resource.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there several times. That's, mm-hmm. like, that is a resource people, like, cite for, like, big pop culture news.
Yeah.
So that, I was like, that's freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that Power Rangers article. When does it come out?
Well, I submitted it today.
Okay.
So hopefully tomorrow.
Cool.
But
sweet.
I don't know. It depends on when they look at it.
So it should be out now. Like by the time you, the listeners, are listening to this. For sure.
Do you have an article on there that like anybody who would want to be introduced to your writing, do you have an article that you can would want to point anybody to specifically to where it's like, hey, here's one I'm about, like, or do you have a favorite article that you worked on, or what's your favorite article on there?
Well, there was one article that I got like 190,000 views on.
Nice.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
I'm having to like sit and process that number. Cause at first I'm like, oh, that's a lot. And I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even, I mean, we don't have that.
That's
much
bigger
anything.
Than some towns.
Yeah.
Like,
so
yeah.
How do you like see that?
So we use a program called Imaki for our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a section where I can look at like exactly what our view count is like.
Nice.
Though I'm not sure what it's like now because I think it capped off at like 90 days because after 90 days I may or may not get a bonus depending on how well it did.
Gotcha.
Cool. Well, right, which article was that?
If I remember correctly, it was 10 anime series better than Attack on Titan.
Oh okay.
Sweet.
So that's
yeah.
it's still quasi topical because Attack on Titan that's a video that became a video game, right? Attack
yeah.
on Titan.
Well, it's an anime, but it's like extremely popular.
So. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, with the popularity, of course, like
yeah,
you get
of course,
a video game.
Of
yeah,
course.
Yeah.
And then was there one that just kind of gave you a headache doing, like, just kind of just a pain in the ass?
Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of one.
Yeah.
Coolest merchandise.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah,
kind
because...
Like coolest anime merchandise?
Yeah, coolest anime merchandise.
Okay.
Because, first I didn't know exactly where to look.
That's fair.
But I just looked at some stores and I'm like, okay, there's some cool stuff in here.
Yeah. Okay.
Like there was a My Hero Academia slow cooker for some reason.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
How is KISS level marketing?
I don't know if I've ever asked you before, but like, how do you come up with your ideas for the articles? Or is it just kind of like, I'm going to write about this kind of thing?
Usually they present topics in Asana and just select stuff. I can pitch things, but I don't always know what to pitch. So hope that they've got some stuff lined up for me.
Oh, cool. Sweet. So it's like you're going like, oh, cool, I can do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm just fascinated. So apologize for all the questions. Is there like a posse? You know, is there like a posse?
Who's in your posse?
Is there like a group of anime writers and a group of, you know, this subject and a group, or like you the sole anime writers or more people that do it?
Okay, so people are hired on for in like one of, I think, five areas.
Okay.
So there's television, movies, anime, gaming, and comics.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And you're usually hired at first for like one of those five areas.
Right.
And then you can branch out if you've been there for a little while and they trust you. So
nice. Right on. The five buckets. And within those buckets, there's multiple writers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Sweet. That's awesome. When do you plan on getting back to streaming? Are you going to do comic books again? Are you going to like play video games? What video games were you playing?
Let's see. I was just kind of playing whatever I feel like doing. Right on.
Nice.
Like, I recently bought a game that's just like Go, you know, the board game. But it's like,
I've never heard of that. I don't think.
Go is like, it's a very ancient Asian board game.
Oh, okay.
That's like a lot of people in like Japan and China and Korea play.
I gotcha.
But there's like a Steam version of basically Go, and I was playing that for a little bit. And then I was playing Tales of Vesperia for a little bit.
Tales of Vesperia?
Vesperia.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've heard. I've watched some of your streams, and I think I watched one where you were playing that.
I think so.
Probably. Is that the one that kind of looks like, maybe I'm just thinking of Animal Crossing. I don't know. I'm not good with video games. You know more than I do. Because this obviously, Twitch is like a huge creative venture, or at least it's one of the pies you have your fingers in. We talked about like your introduction to pro wrestling. I'm really curious, like, what was your did you get introduced to video games before pro wrestling, or around the same time, after?
I got into video games, I think, yeah, it was before wrestling.
Okay.
Because we had a bunch of consoles growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I distinctly remember playing a Super Nintendo when I was four.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah. I'm trying to remember the first console I remember playing is Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
We had a Nintendo, but I remember playing Sega Genesis for the first time. Yeah. And one of the first, man, like the first video game, obviously I remember like Super Mario Brothers, or like which Super Mario 3 or whichever one we had, but like
Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario DDS.
Swing your arm from side to side.
Was that in the game?
No.
Oh.
It's a Mario Bros.
Oh, Captain Lou Albano?
Yeah.
Oh, you go to hell before you die.
You said Super Mario Brothers 3 was Nintendo. I think you said Sega.
No, well, I caught myself. I was like, the first video game I remember, and then I was like, oh wait, the first video game I remember is Super Mario.
Right.
Brothers.
Yeah. Yes. But, yeah. Yeah.
But the first one I remember like distinctly is like Sonic 2 or whichever one we had for Sega.
X-Men 2,
Clone Wars. Yeah.
NHL 95 and 6.
Yeah.
Maybe 95 and 6.
So we're a bit of gamer boys as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not really.
Do you still do VHS collecting? Because I know for a little bit you'd like buy bundles and stuff.
I haven't done that in a while.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. When you did do it, I feel like some of those are treasure troves. Well, first off, were there like themed bundles, or like did they just, it was just like random VHSs, or?
So one bundle I bought was like a random box,
mm-hmm.
and then the other one was anime specific.
Okay,
are you getting these off eBay? Or
those two specifically, I got off Etsy.
Oh, okay.
And
I gotcha. And
most, like half of the other ones, I got off eBay.
Didn't you get some wrestling VHSs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. I saw, yeah, because I remember walking around like in your room or in the basement of your house, and I saw a little Sable VHS.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
Hello. I see you.
Hello.
Woman. She's a woman.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
She's a nice lady.
Oh, that's excellent.
I hadn't heard you talk about that in a while. I couldn't remember because, like, there was a while there to where that was kind of like
every
a
time
big
we were,
hobby.
Every time yeah. we were over there, you're like, yeah, I got a new batch of VHSs over there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sweet. Just,
I mean, and far be it for me to not thumb through it.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have quite the collection. You have quite the media collection.
What's your holy, not your holy grail, but what's your most coveted VHS that you got from there?
Well, it's not a singular VHS, but it's that one box set of like the first 13 wrestling
games. Yeah,
oh,
that one
right.
is really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's cool. It's crazy to think something like that would sell for retail. I know what I have to go off of is when
WrestleMania Anthology
came out in like 2005.
I wanted that so badly.
It was WrestleManias 1 through 20.
Yeah.
And it was like $200.
Yeah.
It was something I
Which
wanted
now
so
is
badly.
Chump change, baby.
But with the VHSs of 1 through 13, you have to think that was close to $300 when it came out.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to think that it could have been something you saw on the store shelves because that's generally around the time, you know, 13 was 1997. So
yeah.
it's close to the time that you started watching wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So I could imagine it's something you saw on the shelves at like a Best Buy or a Target. And we're like, that would be really cool to have. And then to know that you have it now.
Yeah. Plus it's just a cool display piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, there's, our friendship goes way back, and we share
yeah.
a lot of the same interests,
of course.
And a lot of common interest things. So we could talk about a lot of stuff, and you know, for a lengthy period of time. Thank you, Matt, for joining us.
Thank
and
you.
We could literally,
Jeez.
It went
that
by.
That felt like nothing. Honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully, you feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I mean, there's so many avenues we could go down and talk with Matt about.
We started talking about pooping in a toilet,
and we. Said some history, gave
Sang
imparted
some, songs,
some knowledge,
laughed some laughs
on some folks, talked about some wrestling, and then ended with saying goodbye. So,
yep.
Matt, thank you for joining us once
yes.
again. Another fun time is had with you
yeah.
with us. And until the next time,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude? We'd be rad. See you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.